Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, my beautiful sisters? How are you doing this beautiful, beautiful day or evening, depending on what time you're listening to me? But you know what's up, girl? Come on in, come on in. Go ahead, take off your coats, drop your purse, take off your shoes, get comfortable. Go into our beautiful, gorgeous kitchen, grab you something to drink, something warm, something that'll soothe you or relax you. Come on into our room, girl, have a sit down. Yes, girl, go ahead, prop your feet. I'm doing it right now, propping my feet, girl. Yes, I am. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and exhale slow. What's up? Beautiful sisters, how are you doing, Shugs? How are you doing? I hope all is well with you. I hope that your day was absolutely amazing, or depending on the time you watch, you're listening, I would say, I hope that things are going well for you as we speak. Yes, how was your week so far? How has your week been so far? Has it been busy? Has it been crazy? Has it been like, oh my gosh, I'm just so grateful today is Friday, right? You know, I hope that regardless that you just, you know, that you made it through, right? And that, you know, you are a winner, girl. You are a winner. You survived it. You survived the hardships. You survived the trials. You survived the tests. You are here, and I'm so glad you're here, girl. First off, I want to give a shout out to my guests. I know that I have some brothers on here that likes to listen to the podcast. So what's up, my brothers? How are you doing? I hope all is well with you. And I just want to say thank you to those newbies, those of you who are listening to this episode for the first time. What's going on? How are you? I hope you find this episode to be a blessing to you today. And if you have not subscribed, go ahead and be a subscriber to this podcast. I would love for you to definitely let me know, you know, if this is your first time listening and, you know, and give me your feedback. Give me your feedback on what you have learned or what you've been blessed just by hearing this podcast today. So today, guys, we are going to talk about, are you ready? Are you ready? We're going to get right down to the conversation, girl. You know how I do. We're going to get right down to the conversation. Are you ready? And I know that's a generic question, you know, that we ask each other on a daily basis for most of us, right? Whether it's our colleagues, whether it's, you know, our friends, our family, our spouses, our children, you know, maybe people ask us those questions, you know, whether it's your colleagues, whether it's a relative, whether it's, you know, your doctor, whoever, you know, are you ready? What is the answer? You know, because sometimes, you know, we respond to that question. Some of us are like adamant about it. You're like, yes, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's make this thing happen. And then some of us are like, nope, I'm not ready. Mm-mm. Nope, I need a little bit more time. Right? And then in some of us, you know, we're not sure yet. You know, like, are you ready? Like, I'm not sure. I don't know yet. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've been thinking about this. Now, let me be real with you. Because you know how I am about keeping things real. You know, a week ago, you know, I had this topic on my mind since then. But I came on last week with a whole different topic, right? Because that was something I truly believe that God wanted me just to share with you right there on the spot. And so I was like, okay. And of course, you know, prior to coming on, I was just talking to God before I came on here. And I said, Lord, you know, I just need you to minister through me, to really talk to your daughters and sons that's listening, because there may be some of you out there that have been asked that question, are you ready? Because some of you probably are in the process of making a major change or making a decision in your life, you know, that definitely is going to impact your life, and not just you personally, but, you know, people that's in your circle, you know, your family, your kids, you know, or your husband, you know, your career, whatever, you know, people that's in your life, you know, you are making a decision and you want to know, are you ready? You know, you feel like you're ready, you know, you believe you are, and you are, you know, and you make that decision right off the bat without even a second thought, because you thought long enough. You're like, yes, I'm ready for this, right? And so I want to talk to those persons who are ready. Not the ones that says, no, mm-mm, I ain't ready yet. Not, mm-mm. Or the ones that's just still kind of like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I want to talk to those who say, yes, I'm ready. Because here's the thing. When we say we are ready, do you know what's going to come after that? Do you know the baggage of obstacles? You know, you're going to get a bag full of stuff that you have never encountered before, right? We are aware that when we make a decision or something, that we're going to face some challenges, some that we probably are familiar with and we've been there, done that. But there's going to come a time that you're going to come across certain things that is just going to knock you off your feet. You know, there's going to be some things that's going to probably blow, it's just going to, you know, take your breath away for a minute. It's gonna stop you dead in your tracks. You know what I mean? And those are the ones right there that makes you think. Have you to start pondering on, you know, that question. Are you ready? Did you, I don't know if I was ready. You know what I'm saying? And I can only speak for myself personally because of the fact that I have, and I'm still going through some changes, some challenges in my life. When I said yes, to this, this new, revelation that came to me a while ago, I really didn't know what I was going to face. I didn't know what I was getting into. I knew that it was going to be some challenges along the way because, I mean, yeah, when you're ready to make a decision in your life, and especially when it's a calling in your life, you know that the enemy is going to come around and do something stupid. You know he's going to come around and start, you know, throwing all kinds of stuff to you, right? And some of them you probably think you already know. You know, it's like, oh, been there, done that, blah, 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 blah. But the unexpected ones, those that you just never thought would ever even come to your life. I mean, that those things, it shakes you a little bit. Now, for me, I wasn't naive, but I just wasn't like, I'll be honest, I just wasn't prepared. And I'm not saying I wasn't prepared, meaning like, okay, I'm not prepared, so I'm not going to continue this any further. Because there are people who say they are ready, but then when they start that journey, you know, towards their destiny or, you know, that or their plan or purpose that they have in their life, they come across this hiccup, they come across this situation. And like I said, it kind of knocks you off your feet, it kind of stops you dead in your tracks, and it hurts so bad, or it you know, takes you back a minute that you don't know what to do. You don't know how to do. You don't know how to handle it. I mean, you use what you already know what to use, but it seems like it's just not helping the situation or whatever. And then eventually you start to debate. You start to like, oh man, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I'm equipped for this. I don't know. Maybe I rushed it. Maybe I said it too soon, you know, that I was ready, but I really wasn't ready. Or I was just saying it just to impress people or whatever. You know what I mean? And in that sense, that's what I mean about I was not prepared. That's the best way I can describe it. But I never quit, though. Here's the thing for me. I did not give up. It was scary. It was hurtful. But I did not quit because, like I said, I know how the enemy works. But he also needs to know how I work too, right? And being as though that I've been there, done that with the enemy, you know, I know how he operates. But here he needs to know how I operate. And the way how I operate is not the way how he used to see me back in the day. Now I'm a little bit more stronger than 10 years ago. You know, I'm more wiser than I was 10 years ago, you know, and now I can, I'm more stronger because now I have the word of God in me. And I use that word as my defense. I use that word as my shield. You know, I go ahead and open up my mouth and I speak against the enemy. I speak against the situation. And even though it may not appear things are happening through the physical realm, but I know in the spiritual realm, things are changing as I speak, because we have the power and the authority to speak over those things that is not of God. You know what I'm saying? And so I know the challenges that I've been facing and dealing with, they were, you know, not comfortable situations. Some things that we encounter are basically tests, you know, because sometimes, you know, we get tested based on, you know, how we handle the situation. You know, some of us may have, you know, a bad temper. Some of us may get a little bit, you know, impatient about some things. You know, we just abruptly go ahead and make decisions without really, you know, consulting God about it. You just go ahead and take it upon ourselves. Like, you know what? I ain't got time for this. I'm going to do it myself because I'm sick doing this, blah, 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 blah. And then after that, we mess it up. We made it worse. Instead of us just waiting and trusting in God, you know, and all those things. Because we say we are ready, but God is like, okay, we shall see. We shall see in due time if you are ready. And when you realize after the fact that it was a test, you like, oh, okay, God, I repent. I see that I still need help in this area in my life. I still need help with my temperament. I still need help with, you know, me, you know, jumping the gun, you know, I still need help with my, you know, with my confidence, or I still need help, or whatever it is that has been a distraction, that has been a barrier, that has been, you know, a blockage in your life for quite some time. You know, we think that we are ready, but truthfully, we're not ready. But as we are going through this journey, we can get ready. We can be ready, right? But it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. And it depends on how we handle the problems, how we handle those attacks, how we handle those challenges, you know? Because when you make a decision on, you know, whatever God has put in your heart for you to do, you know, you definitely need to be ready for the attacks. You need to be ready for the attacks. So are you ready? Are you ready for the heartbreaks? Are you ready for the disappointments? Are you ready for those moments in your life? And it's going to come where, you know, when it gets really, really patchy, when it gets really, really bad financially, can you handle it? Because there's going to come a time where you're going to contact people or try to connect with people, and they're not going to be there to support you. They're not going to be there to help you. And not saying that they don't care for you or anything like that, but it's just that they're just not available, right? And of course, you may get all deep in your feelings, and you'll probably say like, well, I remember when you called me up, you needed this and this, that, da, da, da. And even though I didn't have it, but yet I made a way for you to get it. You know, I helped you or whatever. Now that I'm in need, everybody ghost. Everybody, you know, don't want to help me and this, that, whatever. You know, we take it kind of personal. You know what I'm saying? But have you ever thought that maybe it's just a test, just to see who you're going to call on, who you depend on, really depend on? Because at the end of the day, you realize that it's just God and you. It's God and you. You're going to come to the point in realizing that God is the one that's going to help you through the hardships, the hard times, the heartbreaks, the disappointments, the loneliness. He's going to help you through that. the people that you had associated with for quite some time. And it's not just the people that you don't, that you see every once in a while. I'm talking about the people that is around your face 24/7, just about, you know, like your mom, your dad, your husband, your kids, or whoever, you know, they're not going to be there the way you would expect them to be there. They are there to love you and to support you and all of that. But when it gets to that real bad situation, I'm just being real, they're not going to really be there the way God's going to be there. They're not going to be able to fix the problem the way God's going to fix the problem. And I had to learn how to depend on God 100%. Not 90, not 60, not 99.5. 100%. And that's just real talk, you know? Because I don't have the people in my life anymore that I used to call up, and in a matter of minutes, they would go ahead and say, okay, I will let you know, I'll call you back, blah, 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 blah. And I would depend on them to do that. And they will call me back, and they will already have taken care of the problem for me. You know, not saying that, you know, I know she got, I mean, I just knew at that time that they were going to help me through the situation. And thank God they did. But I was getting more connected with them. I was more dependent on them versus more dependent on God. Even though I acknowledged God through the whole entire time, but yet I was still dependent on man versus God, because I was looking towards those individuals to, you know, get me out of this tough spot versus really giving God praise and trusting God to get me out of those situations. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense? Because we really start to lean more on man than we lean on God. And that's just real talk. We really, really do. Now, when these persons are, you know, slowly disappear out of our life, whether they passed on or whether they moved away or they're just hard to reach or they just don't want to be reached at all, you know, you are left by yourself and you feel like, okay, who's going to help me? How am I going to get through this roadblock? How am I going to get through this challenge? How am I going to get through this situation? And then you realize it's like, okay, well, I need help, God. Help me through this. And God is saying that I was there with you the whole time. It was me whom you should have connected and depended on all this time. And now you have to learn how to trust him all over again. And I know for some people that may sound kind of weird, like I got to trust him all over again. Yes, you do. Because a lot of us don't trust God 100%. We really, really don't. We trust him when things are going good, but when things start to go array and, you know, disarray in our life, when things start to change and shift for the unimaginable, then that's when we feel about God. We don't trust him. We lose our faith. We lose our hope. When things get really, really tight, when things get really, really rough, that's when the test really takes effect and we wonder where our faith is. Right? And like I said, I can only speak for myself because I know where I am. I know spiritually wise, I have grown a lot. I'm still growing. I haven't reached it yet, but I've grown up a lot to the point where I know that God's word is real, y'all. And when he says he will take care of you, you better believe he will take good care of you. And when issues come into your life, situations that is so beyond your control, you get to that desperate situation in your life where you just have to go on your knees and you have to talk to God and you just have to confess to him and you have to just be raw with him and just say, Lord, I need you. I need thee. I need you every day, every hour, every second. I need you because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to stay strong. And I'm doing my best to stay strong for my family, you know, and try to be as positive as I possibly can. But God, I need your strength. And God will strengthen you. His grace is sufficient. It will strengthen you. You will be surprised how you finally just release all of that tension and issues out of, you know, to him. and in exchange for peace, you will have peace in your spirit. I'm telling you, y'all. I'm telling you from personal experience. You will have peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And I'm not saying it just to sound cute. I'm saying it because I'm living it. And this is real talk. Okay? Because ain't nobody but God that is keeping me, that has kept me, that is sustaining me, that is giving me the strength day by day as he wakes me up every day to just keep on going, to keep on moving, to keep on, being supportive, being happy, all those things, in spite of all what's going on, in my life, what's going on in my marriage, what's going on in my finances, what's going on in our home. Yet God still continues to strengthen me with his joy and his peace that, it doesn't really affect me as it used to, right? So I hope that this is encouraging you, because I know there's a lot of you out there that has decided to make some changes in your life. You are ready to move forward, whatever that is. Are you ready to move forward in a new relationship? Are you ready to move forward in a new career? Are you ready to move forward in a new location? Are you ready to move forward in your ministry? What is it that you have talked to God about? What is it that you have been pondering in your heart for the past several days or weeks? And to the point you just said, you know what? I am ready. I am ready to make a move. I'm ready to make this happen. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to start a new chapter in my life, right? Because when we start that new chapter in our life, get ready for the warfare. Get ready for the challenges. Get ready for the setbacks. Get ready for the heartbreaks. Get ready for the disappointments. Get ready for, for the unexpected emergencies. Get ready for those. Get ready for the attacks, period. Just get ready for it, And share to God about it. Like, God, I know you have me. I know you got me. But I don't know what I'm getting myself into. But I know you got me covered. And I ask you, God, to strengthen me as the day goes on. As time passes on, I believe and know that God will keep me. You know what I mean? He will prepare you. He will keep you in perfect peace, right? Are you ready? Are you ready? And when that challenge comes, how long are you going to fight? Because now that you are in this heated situation or in this unexpected problem that comes in your life or in your home, now what are you going to do there? Are you going to stay there and allow the issue to beat you down? The problems, it just piles up one thing after the next, and after the next, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Are you going to let that stuff beat you down to the point that you just raise a red flag and say, I'm done, I surrender, Or are you going to keep fighting? Are you going to keep fighting? Are you going to keep on believing that God says that I got you, that I got you, you are safe in my arms, that, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. 1,000 may fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it's not going to come near you. The devil, he's throwing these darts at you, but it's not going to come past your threshold of your home. It's not going to attack you, right? Now that you are in the heat of this situation, what are you going to do? Because God has already equipped you with the authority, with power within you to continue to fight through this. And here's the thing. You're not fighting this alone. God got you. It's a battle that he has already won anyway. All you need to do, honestly, is just, acknowledge him in all your ways. All you need to do is just allow him to order your steps. All you need to do is just trust in him and rest in him. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to daily talk to him and just let him know, Lord, you know what? I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for this time. But Lord, I'm just keeping it real. I'm still concerned. I'm still, you know, the thoughts still come into my mind every now and then, oh Lord. But I'm learning how to just, you know, to erase that thought immediately by remembering what you said in your word. Or I just go ahead and start singing a song, or I just speak out loud and say, the devil is a liar, that, you know, I am the righteousness of God, that, you know, I'm fully equipped, and, you know, I am a blessing, and, you know, I am beautiful, or whatever it is, you know, that the enemy's been, you know, been fighting you with, you know, trying to say opposite of what God says or who you are. You know, now that you are in the heat of that situation, what are you prepared to do? Because a lot of times, you know, when we get into a situation or issue that's really, really heavy, you know, we allow that circumstance or that trial to really get the best of us. What do? We wave our hand and we say, I surrender. I quit. I can't deal with it. It's just too much. It's just too much. It's just too much. You know, when you get to that point, I'm just keeping on the real. Go into your room, go to some place private, quiet, and just say, God, I need help right now. I'm telling you from personal experience, for me, I have been doing that quite often. I have just come directly to him and say, Lord, I need you now. I need you right now because, you know, the way how I'm feeling right now, I don't want my feelings to respond in a way that is not pleasing to you. So I'm calling you right now because I need your help. I need your counsel. I need peace right now in my spirit because this is hurting me for real, for real. And it seems like I'm the only one that is fighting here, and no one that's in this house is fighting along with me. In terms, what I mean by fighting, I mean fighting in prayer. You know what I'm saying? And if that's something that you are battling right now in your home, where, you know, you're the only one that is standing strong on the word of God and everyone else is still, you know, tipsy-turvy, you know, they seesaw in their mind, you know, one minute they happy, one minute they're down and out, this, that, whatever, you know, and you fighting and just trying to stay afloat, trying to be encouraging, trying to, you know what I'm saying? And it can wear you down. And then, you know, as you doing this, yet they come back with some negative, you know, response, a negative conversation or whatever. And you're trying your best to stay strong. You're trying your best to stay positive. And sometimes you just don't even have the words. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just don't have a whole dialogue. You know, if they ask for your response, you just really, just be real. I don't have anything to say right now. It's just that simple. I don't have anything to say right now. Because it's a whole lot that has just been brought to my attention. And whether I was aware of it or not, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot to deal with right now. You know, it's a lot to absorb in my spirit. And I just really don't have anything to say at this point. And even if you have just a little bit of words, you know, you can say that little bit. But after that, you just pretty much just like, you know what? I just need some time. I just need some time. You know what I mean? Because it's going to happen. I don't care what you are doing. I don't care what you are preparing to do or whatever. It's going to happen. You will come across these challenges. You will come across these unexpected emergencies, these unexpected conversations, and it's going to shake you a little bit. It's going to get on your nerves a little bit. Let's be real, because you're human. You're human like that. But at the end of the day, though, once all of that stuff has been brought to your attention, you have no choice but to go into a private place in your house or wherever you find a place of comfort, if you will. And you will have to go ahead and talk to God about it. You will have to say, Lord, I need your help right now, because this is a lot right now. You know, I know for me, that's where I've been. That's what I have been doing for months. And like I said, this walk has gotten me closer and closer and closer to God more than ever before. And I'll be honest with you, I'm loving it. I am loving it because it's freedom. It's freedom to me. I can just talk to him about anything and everything, right? Because he already knows what I'm thinking about. And whether I verbally tell him what I'm thinking, he already knows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could just talk to him about whatever I need to talk to him about. And at the end of the day, I know that God got it. At the end of the day, I know that, you know, I'm being strengthened by his love. I'm being strengthened by his word, you know, because I read the word every day, you know, and I study a little bit more. I get more deeper and deeper into the word and, break it down a little bit. Right now, I'm decided that I'm going to read the whole book of Psalms, and I just take one chapter a day. And I just started 3 days ago, so I just read Psalms 3 this morning. And when I read that chapter, you know, I go ahead and I Google, you know, the summary or the commentary of Psalms 3 or whatever, just to get a little bit more in depth about, you know, the scriptures. You know what I mean? And, you know, when you get to that point, it just opens up more. It just opens up the doors of your mind, if that makes any sense. And you become so drawn to him. And that's why I said, you know, for me, I just find freedom, you know, and I don't know how else to say it or describe it, but I just at peace. And I just know that God got me. God got me. And I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to, really get scared or anxious. That's the word. Or anxious, you know, over what is being thrown at me. You know, I just go ahead and throw it back to God. Just throw it right to him. Say, God, here, take it. I can't handle this. I don't want this. You know, not saying that I don't want to be ignorant of what's not going on in my house or what's going on the bills. And, you know, I'm not saying that. You know, once I know what is going on and it's something much more heavier or much worse than I had anticipated, I immediately just go ahead and give it to God, because I don't want that stuff to distract me from what God has planned for my life. Because the enemy wants to distract you and put you in a position where you can't go nowhere. You know what I mean? Because stress can kill you. Stress can do some damage to you internally, y'all. I'm telling you, there's people that are in the hospital and doctors can't figure out why they're in pain. They cannot find the solution to what's going on. They can't figure out. They can't pinpoint why you having this, why your heart's racing like that. Why did it? They can't figure, because you're stressed. Stress would do so much damage to your organs. It is amazing what stress can do to you. I'm telling you. And I guarantee you, some of you are raising your hand or shaking your head like, you right, because so-and-so, a friend of mine, or even myself, have experienced a panic attack, or we dealt with this, or something happened, and had rushes to the ER, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. And then, you know, later on, come to figure out it was stress. You know what I'm saying? And I just got to that point in my life a while back. I said, you know what? I love my life. That's just the bottom line. My oldest daughter cracks up laughing when I say that. But it's the truth. I love my life. And I want to live my life more abundantly. And I want to live it free. I want to live it without no problems, without no drama, no issues. I don't want to carry the burden in my life. Because God doesn't want us to carry it. He doesn't want us to carry all of this weight. He wants us to give it to him immediately so we can enjoy the life, enjoy the day that he had created just for us. Am I right or wrong? You know, am I off track? I hope. Let me know. because we want to move forward in our lives. We want to move to the next season and all of those things. And God wants us to explore. He wants us to move forward. He wants us to go to the next season. But we mess it up. We mess it up by letting the enemy come in and distract us with all kinds of crazy. And, we allow that stuff to beat us down and tire us down where we don't have the energy to pray. We don't have the desire to go to church, because there's so much going on. We feel defeated. And we feel like we don't have the strength to persevere. But yes, you do. God has equipped you with it. You have what it takes to withstand what the enemy throws at you. You have the word of God. We have it right there in our face. If we just commit to God and we stay in his word and we stay rooted and grounded, we can defeat the enemy real quick. Yes, in the physical realm, the issues are there. The drama is still there. The problems are still there. But in the spiritual realm, baby, please, he's defeated. The enemy's defeated. We speak the blood of Jesus over our marriage, over our finances, over our children, over our house, over our bank account. Whatever that the enemy is trying to destroy or take away or cause confusion, we are supposed to speak against that. Come on now. We're supposed to speak against it. We're supposed to already know how the enemy works anyway. We're supposed to know because he's all about steal, kill, and to destroy. He's all about taking away. God is all about multiplying. He's all about expansion. Come on now. He's all about blessing us 24/7. Come on now. But you should know how the devil operates. Because if you look back over your life, how many times have you said, I am ready. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to make this. I'm ready to make this happen. And when you say, yes, let's make it happen, guess what? The devil said, okay, let's start attacking. How many times? And here it is. You're still standing. You're still here. Right? Because every attack that the enemy tried, whether it was you, whether it was your spouse, whether it was your family, whether it was your parents or whoever, every time, you got strength. You matured from that, from those challenges. Have you not? You're stronger, you're wiser, you're bolder now. Now you speak the truth. You speak God's truth now. You don't sit in the corner and be shy with it. No, you stand up and say, you know what? The devil is a liar because I am a winner. I am fully equipped to make this thing happen. I'm fully equipped to do what God has called me to do. You know what I'm saying? You stand up on that and you know what you're saying is truth. And guess what? God backs you up. Come on now. He got you. Right? He got you. And when he reminds you of that, when you start to ponder on that, that gives you more fuel to stay on track, right? Because God is ordering your steps, right? He's walking ahead of you. He is guiding you to the destiny that he has created just for you. So you just stand right there with him. He got you. He's holding your hand. Because you know he's not going to lead you astray. Right? So when you know that, without a shadow of a doubt, the issues that comes your life right now, you know exactly how to deal with it. You will know exactly how to deal with it. And yes, like I said, the unexpected curves, you know, whether somebody unexpectedly dies, passed away, or, you know, something happens where, you know, you lost your job, or you on the verge of losing your home, or something's going to get repossessed. This is real life, y'all. This is happening. This is going on in a lot of people's lives right now. And we're so oblivious to what is going on in our neighborhood, with our neighbors. We just look at our neighbors and we just assume that everything is peachy king in their neck of the woods, you know, in their little circle. But behind those pretty glass doors, trust me, it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of discouragement. It's a lot of anger. It's a lot of bitterness. It's a lot of sleepless nights. Come on now. It's a lot of pain going on in your neighborhood. And you think that you're the only one that's going through. Whew. I'm telling you, when you are going through, it's amazing how you come across other people's lives and other people's issues. You know what I'm saying? And then it kind of humbles you a bit. You know, because, you know, when we get deep in our feelings, we get selfish. We're in the center of it, and we become the self, you know, we get self-centered because it's like, oh, woe is me. Nobody cares about me, or I'm having so much of this, so much that. But then, you know, you come across somebody else's situation and you hear their story. You kind of sit back and like, oh, Lord, forgive me. I didn't realize that person was going through. They going through worse off than I am. And I have it bad, but they got it really bad. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, though, God leads you to just be a blessing to them. Whether it's just being, you know, just being a word of encouragement to them, or whether it's just, you know, being that ear to them, or just, you know, financially help them, or whatever it is that God would put in your heart to do, you go ahead and minister to them in that magnitude, in that way, even though you got things going on in your personal life. But see, God is like, listen, I gave you an assignment. I have given you, you know, power and authority. You know, I have given you the tools to be a blessing to other people. Yes, I'm fully aware of what's going on in your life, but if you trust me, I will take care of the back end. But I want you to take care of this front end. I want you to take care of this sister right now, because she's going through right now. She's in the process of losing her apartment. She's in the process of, you know, losing her car, or, you know, she's in the process of, you know, getting, you know, dealing with some health issues. Why don't you go ahead and bless her? Why don't you help her get some food for the house or something, whatever God leads you to do, you know, even though, yeah, you are financially strapped yourself, or, you know, there's something going on in your physical health, or, you know, you just lost your job and you've been without a job for about 8 months, going on a year now, and you don't know how or where the money's coming from to pay your bills, but it's only by the grace of God you're still hanging. But yet there's some sister out here that's really struggling, and maybe she needs to be encouraged a little bit more. Maybe she needs to have somebody right there to let her know, girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling, but I know a God. I know a God who definitely will take care of you. It may not seem like nothing is happening in the physical realm, but girl, let me tell you, God is working it out, and he's working it out for our good. And he will not leave you stressed out like this. He will not leave you hanging like this. You know, that's what I mean. We are supposed to minister to people. We're supposed to be a blessing to people. Even when we're going through this journey, even when we're going through this hardship, even when we are ready for the next level in our life, whatever we are facing or being challenged with, we're still supposed to be a blessing to other people and not get so wrapped up in our own trauma, you know, not get so lost in the sauce in our own issues. And then, of course, it starts to mess up our attitude. Because if you know people, you know, when people get deep in their problems, you know, they don't want to be, they're not good to be around. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hang with them because their attitude sucks. One minute they're in a good mood, the next minute they, you know, it's like, what happened to you yesterday? You was all happy, blah, blah, blah. Now you all sulking and you don't want to do nothing and this, that, or whatever, you know? And that messes up the atmosphere. And you ain't got time for that. You don't have time for that. That's not how God operates anyway. You know what I mean? That's not how it works. And so I have made up my mind to not carry the weight of other people's issues or other people's, you know, burdens or other people's unhappiness. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I got to that conclusion, y'all. You know, because I love my life. I love my life. I want to enjoy my life. Every day God wakes me up in the morning, I want to enjoy the best day ever. You know, and I started singing this song, and I think it's a cartoon. I don't even know where this thing came from. I don't know what it was, a show that my kids used to watch years ago. And this character would go walking around and say, "It's the best day ever," you know? And he would say it numerous times. And I cannot remember that show or that character to save my life. But I remember that character used to say it. And he would dance around, you know, on that show or whatever. And now I started saying it because I'm a big kid anyway at heart. But God put that in my spirit and I just started singing it. And my and the other thing I started saying, Hakuna Matata. I am so serious. I ain't got no shame, but I start saying that, and I'm telling you, it just blesses me. Now I don't know what Hakuna Matata means. I have not really did any research on that. I know where it came from, y'all, but you know, it's a happy song. You know what I'm saying? And this is how I get through the day. Because when I say, yes, I'm ready for what God has for me, I meant that thing. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I didn't know what I was going to get into or what was going to come, you know, my way as I'm going through this process, through this journey, you know? But I know that my relationship with God is much stronger than it has ever been. Right. And I know that, you know, God got me. I know that each day is a blessed day in spite of what dark cloud that is, you know, above my head or whatever. You know, God just put it in my spirit to just be joyful, you know. That song, joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. That song, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. I love that song. And I sing that song every now and then. You know what I mean? When God puts in my heart, I go ahead and verbally speak it out. I don't care who's in this house. My family know how I could be a little weaky wonky every now and then. But I'm not doing it just to like, look what I can do kind of thing. I'm doing it because God put it in my spirit to do it. And it keeps me focused on what God has for me. What he promised for me, and helps me not to get distracted over the hardships, over the depression, over the attitudes, over the financial problems, over, you know, my house, you know, all of that. Like I said, I cannot carry that stress. I cannot carry that. I will not do that to myself anymore. Because, see, that's what the enemy is going to continue to do to your lives. He's going to throw all this stuff in your face. Some things you probably already know. But then it's going to be some things you didn't even know or you just didn't want to know. But, you know, that's the thing, too. For some of us sisters out there, we really don't want to know the truth. We are aware of what's going on, but we really don't know how bad it really, really is until somebody just wakes us up and say, listen, we're about to lose our house. We're about to do this, you know, and it kind of like really wakes you up a bit. Now, listen, I know some of sisters out there, we're some strong sisters. Yes, I'm a strong sister too, but I'm the type of person where, you know, I've always been that way since a child. I won't say I run away from issues or problems or stuff like that. I just don't feel comfortable in an uncomfortable environment. If that makes sense, right? I've always been that way ever since I was a little child. But I realize that, you know, I can't run away from it forever. At some point, I have to take ownership to the issues that are at hand. And even though, you know, even though I don't, I may not have the answers immediately, at least I need to be aware of what's going on in my surroundings. Once I realize, once I understand what's going on in my surroundings, then the next thing I need to do is just go ahead and consult to God about it. Because in my physical body, I can't fix this. I can't cough up, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to try to, you know, keep us afloat. I don't have it at this present time of my life. No, I don't. But God knows that. And I need to talk to him about it. And that's what I have been doing. And that's why I said it feels so good to just be free, to just speak to God and to talk to him about the issues. Because in exchange of that, he gives me his peace, man. He comforts me. I'm resting in him. Even though I'm moving on with my life, I'm resting in him. Because I know that he got me. He got my house. He got my children. He got my husband. He got us. And especially if we have been doing our part, you know, faithfully, we have done what we needed to do, but yet we still get rejected. And that's another thing. Are you ready for the rejection? Because there's going to come a time when you go ahead and you have been faithful and you have been honorable and you have been diligent and you have been doing everything you're supposed to do. But yet at the end of the day, you still get rejected. How are you going to handle that pain? And it's not helping the situation. They still going to be like, nope, we're going to shut you down. Nope, we're going to close your business. Nope, you're going to lose your house. Nope, you know, we're going to take your car. Even though you've been, you know, you may have been behind the payments, but yet you still made a way to try to work it out, to pay up, to keep up with the payments, but yet they still reject you. They already shut you down. They already say you a lost cause. They already say that, they haven't been good. I can see right now we can't depend on that because they've been 3 months behind their payments or 6 months behind their payments, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And that hurts, yes, because you know that's not you. You know you've been faithful for all these years, and now they look at you as if you are just, you know, like you're just cheating the system or something. You know what I mean? And when you come across that, what are you going to do about that? Are you just going to let that stuff eat you up inside of you? And you just going to let that stuff defeat you? Or are you going to go ahead and rise up? And you're going to speak your truth? And you're going to speak against the enemy? Come on, somebody. Even if you have to do it by yourself. Even if you have to do it by yourself. You do it by yourself, right? Because God got you. And that's just real talk. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, everybody say, I know the Lord and he heard my cry. You know, I love Jesus and all that good stuff. But boy, oh boy, when the test and trials comes your way, that's when you're going to see who's really standing. That's what you're going to see. You're going to find out who really is serious about taking this Are You Ready journey. Come on now. Because a lot of people, they say they're ready, but man oh man, when them trials and tribulations come, and they come like a they come heavy and hard. I mean, it comes with some bruising sometimes. Come on, somebody. When that comes, will they still be there? They may be on their knees. That's the best place to be, because that's when you go cry on the Lord and say, Lord, I need you right now. You know, this old gospel song. Oh, I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Yeah, you remember that old school gospel song back in the day? I grew up with that, man. And to this day, we still need him. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, we need him. We cannot go nowhere without him, right? And that's what I have been learning through these years, man. Through these years, and especially now, through this change in my life. I've learned to just depend on him more and more. And as I get deeper and more invested into his word, man, And I just hear his voice through his word, and it just humbles me, and it just builds me up in knowing with confidence that God got me. I'm in good hands with Jesus. I'm in good hands with him. You know, because he will take care of his own. And we don't need to worry about a thing. That everything is going to be all right. And everything is for our good. Everything that we are dealing with right now. You know, even some things that we have may contribute. Some things we may have, you know, messed up. Let's keep it real, because some things we have messed up. And as a result of that, now we're dealing with the consequences of our foolishness. But yet God can turn that thing around. You know what I mean? God can turn that thing around. I tell you the truth. There have been times when I mess up and I feel so guilty. And I would be condemning myself and all of that. But God ain't doing that to me. I'm doing that to myself because I'm still holding on to the memories of that stuff. And then I haven't forgiven myself either. And that's the problem with a lot of us Christians out there. We're still carrying on the pain of the past. But we have never forgiven ourselves from the past. And we still wonder why things are still not going the way we had hoped. Why a lot of us have given up so quickly. You know what I'm saying? We still... You know, we're not where we're supposed to be. But if we just learn to forgive ourselves and just let it all go, you know, and allow God just to come in completely in our lives and let him just change things for us, we will be in a whole different, better place, you know, now. But a lot of us are still, you know, tripping on the past. We all been there, for most of us anyway. For the majority of us, we all been there, right? But are you ready? And ask yourself that daily. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because when God wakes you up every morning, the answer is yes. You are ready. Because he has already implanted you with his power to go ahead and deal with what's today, what's going on this day. You know? And we talk to God and say, Lord, equip me to tackle this day, you know, and he will do just that. So whatever concerns or whatever issues or trauma or whatever that you encounter, yeah, it may shake you a little bit. It may, you know, worry you. It may scare you. Just keep it real. It may scare you too. You know, you may cry about it or whatever, but once you get through all of that, immediately, go to him in your secret closet, in your private place, and say, God, I need you. I need you right now. I need your counsel. I can't fight this alone. This is too much of weight right now. I cannot carry it. This is too much for me, God. I know I need to know about this, but God, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? And when you come to him like that, for real and raw, girl, come through, okay? Watch God work it. Watch God work it. And I'm a living witness that God is working it out for my good, for my household right now as we speak. He ain't done yet. Whew, he ain't done yet. And I'm not done yet either. So let me tell you this too, y'all. That when God does something, yes, you know, thank God, but don't give up. Don't just like, okay, well, now I can breathe. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm glad that part is over. No, uh-uh. You keep on praying, girl. You keep on praying. You keep on, you know, believing, and you keep on, you know, declaring and decreeing, honey. You keep doing that because the devil ain't finished. Child, please, no. You know what I'm saying? He's not finished. And neither are you. You need to keep on fighting and keep on praying and keep on believing and keep on trusting and keep on singing and keep on prophesying, keep on declaring and decreeing. Come on now. You need to do that on a daily basis. Don't get comfortable. Don't do that. You stay rooted and grounded, right? And you continue on to cast all your cares, your worries, your fears, your tears, everything to the Lord. cast it all to him. So you won't make this, well, the day that God has given you, it won't get compromised, right? It won't get compromised, meaning that you allow the stress of the world to, you know, rob you of your joy, you know, and stop you from walking in the direction that God has, you know, directed you, right? Because, you know, we've been there, done that. We allow our issues and our problems and people to distract us and stop us from walking the direction that God has assigned for us to walk. And we get all deep in the issues and the problems, and we start to allow our emotions to govern our lives and all that stuff. We've been there, done that, y'all, right? And at some point, you're just going to have to say, enough is enough. Because I know how this devil works, and he needs to know how I work. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Come on, sisters. You know, we got mouths, right? When we get loud real quick, right? So we need to use that same type of volume, that same sound, and we need to go ahead and pounce it all over the devil's head and let him know who we are in Christ. Let him know that you are the righteousness of God. And that you win. That you win. And God got you. He got your family. He has your future already intact. Come on. That he got you set up. Come on. I'm hoping this is blessing you right now, because I know we are dealing with a lot. There's a lot of us are going through some stuff, man. A lot of us are dealing with some emotional issues, some mental issues, some personal issues, some financial issues, some health issues, some marriage issues, some family issues. We are dealing with some stuff, man. And a lot of us don't, you know, we are like wondering how, what to do. I mean, you know, I get it. But I pray that you are really taking this all in, and that you are listening to my voice, and you are hearing God through my voice. Just to remind you that all is well, that God got you, and that you not need to worry about a thing, because God got you safe in his arms. You know, allow him to be your refuge. Allow him to be, you know, your hiding place. Let him be the one to cover you and to protect you and to keep you. He is your keeper. In the midst of the storm, he is your keeper. When you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, when you don't know what today, right now is going to bring, he's your keeper. When you don't know if you're going to get that phone call is going to, you know, it's going to change your life forever. He's your keeper. Okay. When you say you are ready, you stay ready. You just say, yes, I'm ready, God. I'm ready. You know, I know you got me through this. You getting me through this, because God already know. He already knew what challenges you're going to face. He already knew the trials that you're going to encounter. He already knew. Right? But you need to know who you are. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You need to know. And once you know who you are, then baby girl, child, please, you got this. You got this. God is your umbrella. Come on now. He is your umbrella. He is protecting you from the torrential rains of life, through the hurricanes. Okay. He is your shelter, honey. When the earthquake comes, he is your fence. He got you all wrapped up from the top to the bottom, from side to side, from the front and back, baby. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. As well as your children, as well as your spouse. Even when you out and about running errands, whether you're at work, your kids at school, your husband's at work, you are safe. Your family is safe. They are safe. And you need to continue to say that every day. And no matter what comes your way, no matter what bills you are facing with right now, those of you who may not have a job right now, you continue on thanking God for the new job that he has assigned just for you, that he has created just for you. Don't give up. Don't give up. And stay encouraged. Stay encouraged, right? Don't look at the jobs that you had and, you know, you lost that job, whether it was due to you, to your own craziness or whatever, or, you know, whether because, you know, they just let you go because they were downsizing or whatever the issue was, because sometimes, you know, we go ahead, the enemy comes in and he start backtracking, you know, it's like, you remember when you lost this job, remember when you lost that job and this, that, or whatever. And then you start to look at yourself and you start wondering if you good enough. You look at your age, you look at your, you know, your sexuality, you look at your femininity, you look at your, you know what I'm saying? And you start comparing yourself. You start listening to the world, what they say about jobs now and what people are looking for and you know, for people they're hiring in these positions and all of that stuff. And you start to allow that bunch of craziness get into your head. And then you start comparing yourself and say, well, you know what? I'm not qualified enough. You more than qualified, because God gave you the gift. Come on now, right? You start saying all these crazy things about yourself because it's been 9 months now. It's been a year for some of you, for whoever it is, whether it's you personally or whether it's your spouse or somebody. So I'm saying this because I know from personal experience, you stay encouraged. You are fully equipped. And God got you. He got you, beloved. So don't get discouraged. Don't get dismayed. Don't allow the enemy to, you know, tell you these lies that you're never going to make it. And, you know, and it's too late for you. And this, that, whatever. You got to take ownership of who you are in Christ. Come on now. You got to take ownership to that. And you got to speak it. You got to open up your mouth. And you got to declare and decree. And you got to believe who you are. Are you ready? Yes, you are ready. And for those of you who say no, you are ready. You just have to have that confidence. And you got to believe that you are ready. Because God has been pouring this in your spirit for quite some time. Right? And you still jucking and jiving because you afraid? I'm telling you, don't let the enemy tell you that you're not ready, that you're not, you know, prepared, and you're not this, that, or whatever, and you don't know people going to support you and this, that, or whatever. If God says it's time, it's time. You may not have all the answers. God knows you don't have all the answers because you're leaning on your own understanding anyway when you think you got the answers. Come on, somebody. Right? But if you trust him and allow him to direct your path, girl, baby, listen, you'll be all right. You're going to be all right. You are going to be fine, you know? But yes, you are ready. You are ready because God says you are ready. And he is equipping you. He is preparing you. He is remolding you. He is reshaping you. He is building you up, right? He's preparing you for that next destination to come. And it's coming very, very soon because there's an assignment for your life. There's things that needs to be done for the benefit of the kingdom. The gifts that he has put in you, the talents and, you know, all that he has inside of you is not for you to hoard and to keep for yourself. It's to be a blessing to the multitude of people. And I have been saying that so many, many times, you know. It's to be a blessing for other people, whether you are a word of encouragement, you like to bless people with your words, or you like to, you know, whatever your talents are, because God has given you gifts. We all have gifts from him, and we need to utilize those gifts, right? And not be ashamed of them, not be embarrassed by them, or what have you, because we did not have a conversation with God before we came into our mama's womb and say, okay, God, I'd rather have that gift versus having this gift. No, God took the time with you, and he had equipped you with these gifts and talents and ministries because he believes and he knows what he has created, that you are capable of handling what he has put inside of you. Wow. So with that being said, yes, you are ready. You are ready, right? Those trials and those tribulations, those challenges, baby, they are there to strengthen you. They are there to, you know, to build muscle in your spirit. You know what I mean? To really get you more closer into the Word of God and to really expose God's glory. Come on. Oh my gosh. Come on now. So the world can see what God has done in your life. When people would say, girl, you are blessed. Child, let me tell you what God has been doing in my life recently. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And people look at you, they see the glory of God all over you, honey. Right? Are you ready? Yes, you are. You are ready. And I can't wait to hear the stories from some of you. I cannot wait. Once you have completed the assignment, once you have passed the test, the trials and the tribulations, whatever that you've been going through, once you have reached that destination, oh my goodness, let me know the story behind that. Let me know what happened, because I can't wait to tell you mine. Oh boy, I'm excited. Even though I still got some time to go, but you know what? I'm just excited because I know that it's all good. It's going to be a great celebration. It really, really is. And I'm celebrating now even before it gets here. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to truly, truly embrace the day and really get excited about what the outcome is going to be, what the finished outcome is going to be. So instead of getting all, you know, sad and concerned, and I'm not saying that you can't get upset or what have you, because like I said, we're human like that, but still give God praise, still honor him, still worship him, still, you know, praise his name. You know, even if nothing happens today or whatever, still be grateful, still be joyful, still be happy in your spirit, you know, still just thank him. Thank him anyway, you know, still go ahead and just shout and glorify his name for what is going to happen, because you know your God, because you have seen him done some miraculous work in your life. Just go back and just think about those moments, what he did for your life, whether it's you, whether it's a loved one, but you know it was God and God alone. And if he could do it then, he could do it now. And that's what you just have to thank God and give him praise. And watch how God changed things around for your life. And watch how how you act. Watch how things change for you personally. Because the issues that's going to come your way, I'm being real with you, girl, ain't going to phase you like it used to. It's not going to trip you up like it used to. It's not, you're not going to carry that stuff and allow that stuff to eat you up on the inside out. You know what I'm saying? You're going to start learning how to just say, okay, you know what? I got to talk to Jesus about this. And to say, Jesus, here, I'm casting this debt to you. I'm giving this house to you. I'm giving these bills to you. I'm giving this marriage to you. I'm giving this doctor report to you. I'm giving my child to you, because I can't deal with it right now. It's too much. I know you have something great in store for our lives. You have something great in store for my children. You have something great in store for our finances. I know you got something great for us, oh Lord. So I'm trusting you right now to take care of this, because I love my life. And I want to enjoy it more abundantly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Even if you have to wipe the tears while you're saying that, that's okay. But at least you're releasing it, right? Because you are not going to allow the enemy to stop you from doing what God has given you the assignment to do. Because you are ready. You are ready. You are a bold soldier. You are ready. You are ready, baby. Come on. And you got your sisters. You got the people that God has put in your life on purpose for this season. Thank God for those mentors. Thank God for those brothers and sisters in Christ that you can call, that you can, you know, talk to. Thank God for them. Remind them that, you know, let them know that you are blessed to have them in your life for this season alone. You know, because God will bless you with those individuals that can truly minister to you and they can speak life to you, even when you didn't ask for it, they still would speak life to you. And I'm so humbled and so grateful and so thankful that I have some beautiful ministers in my life that have been speaking, pouring in good seed in my spirit, in my heart, you know, to keep me encouraged, even though the majority of them don't even know what the devil is going on in my life. They don't have no clue right now, but they know that, you know, they are aware of the process, because when I say yes to this assignment, they already know, you know, what goes on beyond that. So, you know, but they come and they will minister to me and they lift me up, and I'm like, that's this God to me. That's God ministering to me through them. And it just builds me up. It just keeps me afloat, keeps me encouraged. You know what I mean? So if you have people like that right now in your life, thank God for them, you know. Continue to pray for them as well, that God will bless them 100-fold in whatever area in their life. Because like I said, you really don't know what people are going through right now. You don't know the hardships that they're dealing with right now. Just because they come to you smiling and all, and it's sincere smile. I'm not saying they're being fake with it. It doesn't mean that everything is all, you know, everything is really, you know, going great. You know what I'm saying? People are really going through some challenges right now. And so we got to be mindful of that. And ask God to just order your steps when it comes to, serving those persons that comes in your life. You know, God, what is your will for me today to be a blessing to others today? You know, I want to be a blessing to somebody today, Lord. Bring that person to my direction, if it's your will, so I can bless them, you know, and watch how things work in your life. Watch how things happen. You know what I'm saying? So always be, you know, mindful of that. Don't get so lost in the sauce about your issues and problems and stuff, because all it's going to do is it's going to cause more problems and it's going to hurt you more than anything, and you're going to get sidetracked and you're not be able to focus and really stay connected to the word of God. I'm just keeping on the real. But cast all those cares to the Lord and enjoy your life more abundantly and be a blessing to others, and watch how God just starts to make things happen in your life. The issues, the hard issues that you couldn't physically fix yourself, it's all God's doing, and it's marvelous in your eyes. And that's exactly what you're going to be saying very, very soon. You know, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. This is God's doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes, because I don't know how in the world we were able to keep this house when we were like in 6-figure debt. You know what I'm saying? Woo! You know, ain't nobody but the Lord come through. I'm telling you, are you ready? Yes, you are ready, because God got you. I hope this bless you, my beloveds. I hope this truly, truly just, I hope this really enlighten you. I really do. I don't know what issues or problems you are going through right now, but I pray that this really has helped you to really stay focused and to, you know, get back into the arms of God and to really start building a relationship with Him and to cast all your concerns and worries and issues to Him. And, and I hope this really helped you just to stay encouraged, you know, whatever the decisions you said yes to, that you are ready to make this commitment, you know. And you are already dealing with a challenge right now, and it doesn't feel too good. You know, you had to cry sometimes, and you just, you know, kind of pondered a little bit here and there. I'm telling you, as a living witness, you know, you keep on persevering. You keep on pushing. You keep on moving, because God got you. You are safe in His arms. I have been reading Psalms 91 like never before, and I've been reading it previous in the years before, but this time I've been reading that thing like like it's like a last will and testament or something. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm just keeping on the real. You know what I mean? Because, you know, man, oh man, the enemy, you know, he think he's slick. But definitely, God definitely will keep you safe in his arms. And no matter what the enemy tries to throw, it's not going to penetrate. It's not going to penetrate. It's not going to come through your house doors. It's not going to come even when you out there, out and about, whether you going to church or whatever it is, God still got you covered, and that he will preserve your life. He will take care of your family. Come on now. He got you. You find those scriptures. You find the scriptures that really speaks volumes in your heart, and you meditate on them scriptures for as long as necessary. You know, because I don't know the issues or the problems you are going through right now. I don't know what area in your life you may have some, some concerns. But, you know, the word of God is there to supplement that. It's there to ignite. It's there to change. It's there to build you up. So you find those scriptures, beloved, and you let those scriptures minister to you. Let it feed you. Let it strengthen you. Let it heal you. Let it cover you. Let it sustain you, you know, through the course of this journey that you're going through right now. And the key word is you are going through it, right? Because you are ready. You're already a winner. You got this, right? So we're going to close out with a prayer. Thank you again so much for, listening to this episode. I really do appreciate all my supporters out there. I love you so, 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 so much. And to my newbies, for those of you who are listening to the first time to this episode, I hope this truly blessed you. And if you truly enjoyed yourself, number one, come on and subscribe. Number two, and go ahead and be a blessing and, listen to the other episodes that I have documented as well. You know, and definitely go ahead and just, write how much you really enjoy the show and the episodes. And if there's something that you want me to talk about in the near future, feel free to do so. Let me know. I'll be happy to take that at heart or what have you. And to my brothers out there, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I do appreciate my brothers. Yes, I do. So, so very, very much. So, guys, I love you so much. I'm going to close out with a prayer. I always do. Until next time, I hope that we get to see each other again. So, God, thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for this opportunity for us to come together one more time. Thank you, Father God, for clarity. Help us, oh Lord, to stay connected and committed to you, even though that, you know, we are going through some challenges right now, and some are more difficult than others, and sometimes those difficult situations can really stop us, and it can put us in a position where we feel like we don't have the strength to go on. But God, I know that you said that if we just cast all our cares and concerns to you, that you will give us the strength we need to persevere and to keep going, that your grace is sufficient, and that we don't need to fear and we don't need to worry about a thing, because you already got us. You got us covered. You got us protected. We are safe in your arms. We are covered in the blood of the Lamb, and that all is well. All is well. Where we are going right now is to equip us, is to make us stronger, to make us wiser, oh God, and to be a blessing to those that you're going to put in front of us, oh God, because the gifts that you have given us is to really empower a lot of people. It is equipped with your anointing, with the power, and it's to change the lives and to change the heart of people, oh God, and to draw people closer to you. That's all it is, to draw people closer to you. It's not about us and us getting all the accolades and all that foolishness. No, it's just that we love you, God, and we want to worship you in fellowship, and we want to be able to share the good news to others out there, especially those who are going through what you have delivered us from. Help us, oh Lord, to open up our mouths and to be a living testimony to a lot of people who are going through right now. Because right now they are blind in all of their senses. They don't see straight. They're not hearing straight. They're not speaking straight, God. Help us, oh God, to just be that voice box and to open up and to minister to those individuals, to let them know that you love them.
you love them so, so very, very much, and that you want to continue to bless them, and you want to build a relationship with them, and help us, oh God, to be that living witness, oh God. Help us to be transparent. Help us, oh God, to just, you know, be as open as possible, so they can see that, you know, that we are no different than they are, and that, you know, that what they have experienced, we experienced it as well, but it was you that has helped us and delivered us and saved us from all issues that we were going through at that time, and that if he could do it for us, he could do it for them. Are we ready? Yes, we are, God, because you said so. You have fully equipped us for what is to come, for the assignment that you have for our lives. And so, God, I'm thankful that you believe in us. I thank you, God, that you still are our number one fan. You still support us. Even when we don't believe in ourselves, you believe in us 100% because you know what you have equipped us with. Help us, oh Lord, to be in the same mindset where you are, believing and knowing that what you have equipped us with, we are capable of doing more than enough as well. We give you praise, oh Lord, this day in Jesus' name. Amen.